Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
At the end of the day, you're dealing with people. You're not dealing with this faceless business. Even though we run it with automation, you know, you can talk to somebody.
Best ever listeners, you ready to take your online advertising into the big leagues? Are you ready to get more leads? Well, how about we do all this for free?
Yeah, sure, free.
Well, it starts out with a free strategy session with Dan Barrett. You recognize his name, episode 565, titled Google AdWords and Cutting Edge Strategies. He's the only certified Google partner agency that works exclusively with real estate investors. That's why I'm talking about him. And he's managed over $1 million of client spend and scored an 80th percentile for or higher for best practice. Basically, he knows his stuff. And he is offering a free strategy session for 1 hour to do a deep dive with you and learn about your market and collaboratively come up with an online advertising strategy based on your target audience. And he's offering to do this for the best ever listeners. Go to adwordsnerds.com/Joe. Now, I mentioned free. Well, the strategy session is free. And then you can either take the online advertising strategy that he comes up with on the call and go implement it yourself. There you go. It's free. Or you can have him and his agency do it for you. It's a turnkey solution. And by the way, that likely wound up being free too, assuming that you're closing on the leads that he's generating for you as a result of all the efforts. Go to adwordsnerds.com/Joe. He's got some amazing stuff. Ask him about the pre-targeting for direct mail lists that he does. It's something unique to their company, and it's pretty exciting stuff. He's noticing some tremendous results as a result of doing pre-targeting. So ask him about that. AdWordsNerds.com/Joe.
Best ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any fluffy stuff. And today is part two of a two-part series with Mark Podolsky. How you doing, Mark?
Joe, so happy to be back, man. I'm great.
Yeah, nice to have you back. And part one, best ever listeners, was how to buy raw land at 20 to 30 cents on the dollar. And we got so into that aspect of it. And at the end, I was thinking, wait a second. So we bought the land, but then how do we sell this land? How do we approach finding buyers for the raw land? And then what do we do? Because there's a risk, as with any type of investment, that if we hold on to it, then it would be a drain on our finances. And Mark will either debunk that myth or tell us how to resolve it in this episode. So best ever listeners, we're going to talk all about how to sell the raw land. And if you want to hear part one of this two-part series, then in the show notes, you will have a link to part one of this series. That way you can learn all about the how to buy it on 20 to 30 cents on the dollar. So, Mark, with that being said, we're going to dive right in. But before we do, you want to just maybe set the stage or recap as high level as you can our first conversation just to catch them up to speed, and then we'll dive into how to sell?
Yeah. I mean, this is basically the model, right? It's why I call it the best passive income model. So it's a one-time sale, right? And the way we make that sale, or the way we buy that land, is we look for the lowest hanging fruit. Typically, they live out of state and they owe back taxes. And we send them an offer, 20 to 30 cents of the dollar. Percentage of those people accept that offer. We do our due diligence, then we buy that property, and then we quickly resell that property at a 300% return on investment for cash to 1,000% return on investment on easy terms, which we'll talk about. And just rinse and repeat. So the reason that it's the best passive income model, or the ultimate subscription model, is because it's a one-time sale, and then you get recurring income without having to deal with renters, rehabs, renovations, or rodents. And because we're not dealing with the tenant, we don't have to worry about Dodd-Frank, even though that might go away with Trump. The SAFE Act or RESPA are all exempt because we're not dealing with the tenant, and we're in a very non-competitive niche. So we talked a lot about how I buy the property 20, 30 cents the dollar. So today let's talk about selling, right?
Yeah. And just for a point of clarification for my own purposes, you said we have the one-time sale and get recurring income. What do you mean by recurring income if it is we already sold it? How do we have that?
So let's say, for example, Joe, that I've got a 40-acre parcel in Nevada. I'm selling it to you for $25,000, right? Well, you don't have $25,000. Now, I may have paid $2,500 for the property. So I say to you, hey, Joe, why don't we do owner financing on a land sale contract, a promissory note, a purchase sale agreement? You say, great, right? So I say, okay, well, how much do you want to put down? You're like, well, I'll put 10% down. Okay, so now I've got my money out at $2,500. And then you're going to make payments to me over the duration of that note for, let's say, 10 years at a car payment, let's say $497 a month at 8.7% interest, right? So that's where the passive income piece comes in, because I've got my money out on the down, or usually within 6 months of the down. And then I've got this passive income coming in every single month on an asset I don't have to maintain, I don't have to protect, I don't have to really even deal with. It's just dirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep, okay. Makes sense. So let's now that you set the stage and appreciate you catching us up to speed on where we left off. Now we have we've purchased the raw land, and obviously we will have already known the exit strategies before we purchase it, but just doing the play-by-play, we have purchased the raw land. Now what do we do?
Okay, so we have a built-in best buyer. Do you know who that is?
Next door neighbor.
The neighbor. And the neighbor is going to give us a lot of good information on that property, right? Number one, they're going to either want to buy it because of, hey, I don't know who my neighbor is going to be, so I want to control it. Or number two, they're like, hey, I don't want my property either. And they want to sell, right? Now we've got a larger asset to sell to somebody outside or to another neighbor. But let's say for our purposes, the neighbors pass for whatever reason. The next best place to go is your buyer's list. So what I like to do every single day is do something to create some value or educate people on the benefits of owning raw land. And if you want to learn more, you know, just opt in here, right? Maybe get $250 off your first land purchase with Frontier Properties. So they opt in for that. And then every week I send them a promotion on a piece of raw land. And every week I sell land to my list. Now, let's say that I've got more than just one piece of land I want to sell every week because the list, you know, is going to get burnt out. Then we go to a little website that you've probably never heard of called
Craigslist.
Right. So Craigslist is the 10th most trafficked website in the U.S., and we use a program called postingdomination.com/thelandgeek. I'm able to automate 124 postings a day, all with the click of a button. It's unbelievable. So we sell every day on Craigslist, and we're building our buyer's list every day on Craigslist. Now, let's say, for example, that I don't love Craigslist for whatever reason. Right now, people are selling all day long on buy-sell groups on Facebook. Now, not real estate buy-sell groups, because it's like selling to each other, but they're going to like Craigslist buy-sell groups, or, you know, recreational vehicle buy-sell groups, or hunting buy-sell groups, or fishing buy-sell groups. Whatever it is, Facebook is a phenomenal way. And of course, you can automate that as well, because I'm geeky, Joe. And if I can't automate it, I don't want to do it. So using, you know, tools like, you know, Buffer, or which is free. I think we use meetedgar.com. You can automate your Facebook postings in these buy sell groups as well. So now let's say for our purposes that the free platforms that are really well trafficked, like Craigslist and Facebook, they don't pan out, right? Well, we can go to landandfarm.com. We can go to landsofamerica.com. We can go to landflip.com. We can go to landwatch.com. We can go to landhub.com. I call them the lands, right? There's no shortage of them. And these are people looking for raw land. Now, I'm going to tell you the secret to why I've been able to sell 5,000 pieces of property and never get stuck with one. Want to know what it is?
I just love how it's pieces of property because it literally is property.
It literally is property.
Usually I say that and it's not actual just land. It's, but you do have property. Okay. How do you do it? How have you done it?
I make it irresistible. Okay. So just like a car payment, if it's a car payment that everybody can afford, a low down, a low monthly is irresistible. And then I just go where they are. So I'm in the pooling business, not the pushing business, right? I'm not sending out offers or advertisements to cold traffic. I'm going to places where people are already telling themselves a story that it's really, really valuable to own raw land, even if they're not going to use it one day. But it's just a good asset to have. And I go there, I make it irresistible. We sell properties in 30 days or less. And that's how we do it. It couldn't be more simple than that, honestly.
A couple of questions from a contrarian standpoint. You mentioned it's a good asset to have. If Robert Kiyosaki were on this call, he'd be like, it's not an asset. It's a liability because it's not making you money. What would you say to that?
Well, I'd say that it is making us money because we're making it cash flow on owner terms and owner financing.
I'm talking about the buyer.
Okay, so you know what's nice about that is that we've all heard the story about the person that owns a piece of raw land and waits, and they pay their property taxes, and maybe they improve it, right? Maybe they, you know, go and use it, right? Maybe they build a house on it, whatever they want to do on it. But one day it will become an asset when they sell it, and it could become the asset if development comes along and they sell it for millions of dollars to a developer. But Robert Kiyosaki is right, right? If you're the buyer of a piece of raw land or a house and it's not cash flowing, then yeah, it's not technically speaking an asset. Now, that being said, right, how many things in our life do we buy based on the Robert Kiyosaki model? I mean, you know, very little, right? People like to buy stuff because they like to buy stuff. 99% of the stuff that we buy, we don't even need, but we like it, we want it. And that's why people buy raw land.
And the other question is related to scaling this for massive profits. How do you do that?
Software. So we have a proprietary software system. And between three of us last month, we saved 119 hours. We upload a list. The offers automatically go out via API using lob.com. When the offers come back, we have a due diligence team based in the Philippines that have an American title company access. They do the due diligence. They do all the maps. They get it done in a day. Then we either close, we don't close. And then when we do our marketing, it's all automated via Craigslist with software. Our software program does it. And then the paperwork, what used to take me 20 minutes in paperwork, now takes approximately 2 seconds. It is the biggest game changer.
How do you do that?
It's our software. I don't know how we do it. It's just... Okay. It's like magic, but it's amazing.
Wouldn't you have to go back and forth with the buyer on terms?
With the buyer on terms, I use a program called LoanGeek.io. So it's a set it and forget it system. So if you go to LoanGeek.io, it's a new program. And what it does is it takes credit cards and ACH. And once it's set up, it acts as recurring payments. It does all the math for the amortization. The buyers can log in and they can see their current balance. If they want to make a prepayment, they can do that, right? And it's very inexpensive to use. And then you manage all your notes that way. I used to spend Sundays, you know, using like a spreadsheet or a software program, manually putting in all these payments. Now it's a one-time set it, forget it system. It's amazing. So the whole business is automated. It's a business, Joe.
Yeah, I get it. I'm still trying to understand as far as, okay, you send out the opportunity to your list, and then they say I'm interested, and I reply, and then I'm like, yeah, but I don't like these terms. I want to pay this much, or I want to do seller financing. How is that automated?
So it's simple. With LoanGeek, we would just go in and we would change those terms, right? So we'd create a new balance.
But I have to talk. You have to agree to it, and I have to talk to you about it, right?
Right. I mean, you know, so in that sense, we, you know, when I say automate, I have an acquisition manager dealing with Joe Fairless.
Okay, got
right?
it. So it's got not Mark's it. So I'm talking time. To someone.
You're talking to somebody.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's part I was on. Okay. So yeah. We have
an automation. Let's say that you're a seller, right? Well, sometimes you just want to call us to yell at us because you didn't like the offer. So we have an automation with Ring Central and Fancy Hands with a script. So if they hit number two, they're interested in selling land, the Fancy Hands VA immediately calls them with our script and qualifies them before it goes to my acquisition manager, who then will close that deal. It's the best time ever to be in business, Joe.
Do you sacrifice customer service for automation?
It's a really interesting question. I don't think so. I think we have enough people in place and we have enough systems and processes in place. And my job as the CEO is to create a philosophy, right? I'm the business philosopher. My philosophy is very simple. Happy customers guaranteed and delight everyone, right? So we send out glue gifts to people that are our customers. We give a little unexpected extra.
What are glue gifts?
Okay, so glue stands for giving a little unexpected extra, right? So we're not sending someone a birthday gift when it's their birthday. That's expected, right? But in the middle of the year, if we know that this buyer that bought some property in Colorado loves to fish, right? We might send them a Frontier Properties, you know, logoed fishing hat, or maybe some kind of saying, I love fishing. Something little, something unexpected, and it binds us in that relationship. I might give them a phone call and just say, hey, how are things going, right? And do that. So we're always giving little unexpected extras to our customers so that they know that, you know, at the end of the day, you're dealing with people. You're not dealing with this faceless business. Even though we run it with automation, you know, you can talk to somebody. We care. And my philosophy is, you know, you better be happy. And I don't care, you know, if someone's smarter than us or, you know, better than us with their website, nobody's going to out-care us. And that's our philosophy as well. We really care about that customer service experience to the point where if somebody's nervous, like I remember doing a deal with somebody and we shot video every step of the way of their paperwork, right? And then we use Simplify to record it and then show them the video of it getting recorded in real time and then sending the check to them when we bought their land. And they loved it. And I'm like, well, in exchange for that, you know, do you mind giving us a testimonial for our website? They're like, absolutely. So we make it easy. We make it fun. And I think it's a really good way to do business, even though, you know, from the outset, it does look like it's 90% automated, mm-hmm. which it is. But at the end of the day, the philosophy is you better be happy if you're dealing with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been educational, and I want to summarize what I've heard so far, and then I'm going to ask you if there's anything else we haven't talked about. So what I've heard so far is once we have been awarded the raw land and we are selling it, then we have multiple options, and they're prioritized as follows usually. One is the next door neighbor. Two is a buyer's list. Three, if both of those pass or we don't have buyers from them, three would be Craigslist. Four would be online resources. And those are the four. And the online resources can include a Facebook, a buy-sell list in Facebook, landandfarm.com, landsofamerica.com, .. Those are the primary ways to find the buyer. Is there anything that I missed on that as it relates to finding a buyer and selling the land?
Yeah, I mean, if all of those fail, the last thing you can do is go to a barter site. There's like buy, sell, trade. I forget the name of it. I haven't had to use it because I've never been stuck with a piece of property. But at the end of the day, there's always someone at the end of that deal, and you won't ever get stuck with a piece of property. So worst case would be you could barter, or, you know, you could donate it, I guess, but we don't do that. I mean, this has been my business since 2000, and I've never got stuck with a piece of property. It'd be really, really hard to do unless you really overpaid. But based on my margin of safety of 300%, it's really hard to lose. Even if you make a due diligence mistake, it's really hard to lose on this deal.
Mark, I am very grateful that we did part two of this series. I'm also glad that you talked about your glue gifts, giving a little unexpected extra, right? Is that
right? That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I firmly champion that philosophy. I don't send people holiday cards because they're expected. I send them cards or gifts or notes throughout the year when others aren't, because when you send someone a holiday card, not that it's a bad thing, but when you send them a holiday card, they're being inundated with other cards, not to mention life and the holiday madness that's happening. So it's important that we're thoughtful, and it's more thoughtful, quite frankly. It's just more thoughtful to send them gifts that are unique to that circumstance that they're in at that point, based on your relationship with them and what you know about them. So thanks for sharing that. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, Joe, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, what's funny is one of the philosophies I forgot to share with you is, you know, everyone always says about, hey, how would you live if it was your last day on earth, right? Because we never know when we're going to die. I always think to myself from a business standpoint, well, how would you treat somebody if it was their last day on earth, right? And I try to really teach my team to treat everyone as if it's their last day on earth and really, you know, internalize that. And when you do that, you know, magic can happen.
Well, Mark, I love that. Where can the best ever listeners get in touch with you?
TheLandGeek.com. TheLandGeek.com.
All right. I hope you have a best ever weekend, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye. Got your free strategy session to generate online leads yet? Well, if not, go to adwordsnerds.com/Joe. Dan Barrett's going to give you a concrete online advertising strategy by the end of the conversation. You can choose to implement it yourself, or you can work with his team and they'll implement it for you. AdWordsNerds.com/Joe.